down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now we turn to motoring matters because a new survey this week from People Insurance found that people would rather pay as you go when it comes to car insurance. Is this something we should consider? Delighted to be joined now by Sunday Independent motoring editor Geraldine Herbert. Geraldine, how are you?
Hi Bobby, how are you?
Good to talk to you again, Ger. Just in terms of insurance, this seems to me like a good idea. You know, I only drive a few miles a year, so I just pay as I go. We'll come to how we might do that in a minute. But would I be right in saying that it's probably not something the insurance companies would welcome?
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. I mean, insurance companies like low mileage users and they like to encourage them. So, I mean, this is the way that they can do it. And it was interesting about this survey. It was the over 55s who were most likely to opt for it. But actually, this kind of insurance could, you know, could appeal to a very wide audience, from the young driver who can't get affordable insurance, students, people who work from home, you know, obviously the retirees. So I think there's a lot of advantages here for a lot of people.
Well, when you think about things like, you know, businesses like Go Car, where you now can go and rent a van by the hour and, you know, leave it back to a communal car parking space, it's almost, you know, inevitable that this kind of service, whereas you pay on demand, is what the consumer actually wants.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting is the kind of Go Car experience is very much a substitute for a second car for a lot of families. They don't need that second car because they have that backup. But actually, insurance costs is quite, you know, it's quite a big expensive item. So if you had a second car and you could put, you know, a pay as you go insurance policy on it, again, it would reduce the costs of that. So I could see this appealing to an awful lot of people.
It is a product that's on offer in the States, because I know some people who've availed of it. But I don't know, in terms of this kind of change, it seems fairly significant from an industry point of view. Would you be optimistic that we might get an insurance company that would quote in such a way coming into this market? Because a lot of insurance companies, by my experience, seems to be leaving the market rather than coming into it.
Yeah, I mean, normally the answer you get when you talk to people in the insurance industry is, oh, Ireland isn't a very attractive market. This is always what we hear, because we have very high claims and we have a very high rate of claims. And that always seems to be the reason why, you know, we don't see this many, these many products or, you know, many offerings in the insurance market. Is just, it always comes down to that. It's not a very attractive market. So I presume we'd hear the same about this, Bobby. That's the bad news.
You say as well, like, that insurance companies are interested in low mileage people. Now, maybe I'm miscalculating this, but I don't think my insurance company has ever asked me how many miles I do per year. Maybe I told them once 10 years ago or whatever it was, but it's certainly not a question that I'm asked every year. So I'm wondering then, am I just being quoted on the basis of some figure I gave them two decades ago?
Yeah, you probably are. And this is one of the reasons why people are always encouraged to shop around when you're going for insurance and to look at all those little details, because basically they construct a profile of how risky a driver you are based on where you live, how often you use your car, your profession, all of these things. So they all matter. Now, remember, mileage is only one component of that. So it would be interesting to see how much of a reduction you really would get if you put down a lower amount of mileage. You know, in terms of, as I said, the insurance company like low risk drivers and lower mileage. But I wonder how much it would actually impact, like how much cheaper would it be to opt for this insurance?
And then there's the issue then again, if you quote a figure that isn't correct, in other words, if I say I'm doing 5,000 miles a year and I end up doing 50,000, my insurance could well be invalidated.
Yeah, well, I'd say the risk of pay-as-you-go is underestimating how much you drive and then suddenly realising that you do an awful lot more. And I'd say it could actually work out more expensive than traditional insurance. The other aspect of this, Bobby, is a lot of people, particularly with a cost of living crisis, like to know how much they're spending every month.
Yeah.
Obviously, this would be different every month. It would be kind of a random amount. So I'm not sure. In one way, that mightn't appeal to a lot of people. But have to check out, you know, the positives and the negatives in terms of your own situation.
In terms of a wider discussion on car insurance, I know in New Zealand, for instance, that insurance is optional for car owners. That's that the third party insurance is covered by a levy on fuel. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think there's always interesting alternatives to it. And like in the end of the day, I suppose what we need is the most cost effective for drivers, really. And, you know, this idea that if you're not a risky driver, you shouldn't be paying too much. So in a sense, I'd like in one way, our system should work out better in the sense that, as I said, it's constructed on the kind of driving you do. But it doesn't always work out that way. And you hear of people who are 10 years driving without any claims and their still insurance is still going up. So I don't know. You know, the insurance companies tend to win regardless of what way they sell insurance. At the moment,
I agree with you. But the other thing is that, you know, and I've seen stats around the number of uninsured drivers out there on the road. And if you're unfortunate enough to be in an accident with an uninsured driver, it can be hell in terms of getting any sort of compensation relative to your loss.
Yeah, like the numbers are very high in Ireland. I think it's 1 in 12. I think we have the highest uninsured drivers on the road in any country in Europe. Now, hopefully with the new system that the guards have, that they can actually know, they know all of this information now from your number plate. And if they stop you, they have access to a real database, an insurance database. That should start to reduce. But it'll take a while, Bobby, to go from, you know, 1 in 12 down to a reasonable number.
Right. So, in summary then, Geraldine, you welcome, like me, you welcome this is a good idea, pay as you go, turn it on, turn it off as per your usage. It certainly, in theory, seems like a good idea and one that you'd welcome, yeah?
Well, look, I think anything that gives people options and they can suit a policy to the, you know, to their own requirements is great. As I'd say, you'd have to be cautious, though, and just look at the fact you really realistically know how much you drive. And the fact that it's a random amount that every month mightn't appeal to anyone. So like all insurance products, make sure it's suitable for your situation.
All right. Geraldine Herbert, Sunday Independent Motoring Editor. Thanks, as always, for joining us, Ger. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, and just to say that that's a survey that was carried out. It isn't actually coming to Ireland. It was a survey carried out by People Insurance, basically saying that people would rather pay as you go. And I'm not surprised by the results.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.